BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Spanish region of Catalonia chooses a new parliament today following months of political confrontation with Madrid. The Spanish government dissolved the previous administration after it organised an illegal referendum in October and declared independence. Opinion polls suggest a close race between pro- and anti-independence parties. South Korea's defence ministry says a soldier from the north has defected by crossing the demilitarised zone that divides the peninsula. The South Korean military said it fired warning shots at North Korean troops who were searching for the man. The funeral has been taking place in South Korea of Kim Jong-hyun, the lead singer of the boy band SHINee, who died in an apparent suicide on Monday. Crowds of fans gathered in freezing temperatures to pay their last respects. One of the closest allies of the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been forced to resign, becoming the third cabinet minister to leave within 2 months. Damien Green, who was Mrs. May's deputy, was asked to resign after he was found to have made inaccurate and misleading statements about pornography found on his office computer. He has denied wrongdoing. Peru's two vice presidents have pledged their support for the head of state, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski. He faces possible impeachment proceedings after it emerged that companies linked to him received millions of dollars from the Brazilian firm Odebrecht. The new head of the governing ANC in South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised to pursue a policy of radical economic transformation. Mr. Ramaphosa gave the closing address at his party's conference in the early hours of the morning. And a car park in the British city of Leicester has been designated as an archaeological site of national importance. The location is where the body of King Richard III was unearthed 5 years ago. It had lain undiscovered since the 15th century. BBC News.